Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and this is the weekday podcast for solopreneurs and small business owners who want practical marketing ideas in plain English. Each episode is built to give you one useful idea you can understand quickly and use right away. Let's get into today's marketing move.
Here's a question that kills more marketing than any spreadsheet. You finally get traffic, you watch the numbers rise, and then nothing. Signups don't come, calls stay empty, and you're left wondering what to fix first. What one tiny change would actually move the needle? That's exactly the problem today's episode solves.
Today's topic, we're going to map one single customer journey, just one, and fix one friction point in about 10 minutes. The power here is focus. Instead of reworking everything, you pick one clear target action, trace the three small steps a prospect takes, find the most likely drop-off, and make a single small change you can publish today. One concentrated tweak beats 10 half-finished ideas. Let's make this simple. Here's the method in plain English. Three practical moves you can do in 10 minutes. First, pick the target action. That's the outcome you actually want. Book a call, download the lead magnet, sign up for a trial, or buy a product. Don't pick everything. Pick one. Second, map the micro steps. Think like a prospect and write down the three smallest actions they must take to reach that target. For example, see the CTA, click the link, complete the short form. Those are the micro steps, short, visible, and testable. Third, identify the highest friction step. Which of those three has the biggest chance to make someone stop? Look for language confusion, too many choices, a long form, or a missing expectation. Finally, and this is crucial, choose one single tweak that's tiny, reversible, and measurable. Make the copy clearer. Remove one field from a form. Add a single sentence that sets expectations. Or add a one-question qualifier that filters the wrong people and reassures the right ones. That's it. Pick, map, spot, tweak. Keep the change small so you can measure it quickly and roll back if it doesn't help.
Let me walk you through a real example so this isn't abstract. A consultant I worked with was getting decent site traffic from LinkedIn, but very few booked calls. We mopped his target action, book a discovery call. The three micro steps were simple. 1. Read the homepage hero and the CTA. 2. Click the scheduling link. 3. Choose a time and complete the booking form. We looked at where people dropped off. Most people clicked the scheduling link, but many abandoned before selecting a time. Why? Two issues showed up. The CTA was vague, it said, contact me. And the booking form had four optional fields that made it look long. The single tweak we made was twofold, but still small. Rewrite the CTA to set an expectation and remove two optional fields from the booking form. The CTA rewrite was 15 words. Book a free 20-minute clarity call to see if we're a fit. Choose a time. Then we added a one-question qualifier right before the calendar. Are you actively looking to hire help in the next 90 days? It's a single checkbox with yes, no. That checkbox did two things. It reassured the prospect that the call is for people ready to act, and it discouraged tire kickers who weren't a fit. The result? Within 72 hours, the completion rate on the calendar booking went up about 25%, and the number of scheduled calls that actually fit the consultant's ideal client profile increased noticeably. We hadn't rebuilt the site or launched a campaign, just one short copy tweak and one-question qualifier.
Now here's the practical takeaway. A tight 5-step checklist you can run in 10 minutes, plus what to measure as a baseline. Step 1. Pick your one target action and write it in one short sentence. Step 2. List the three micro steps a prospect must take to complete that action. Step 3. From those three, pick the step with the highest likely drop-off, the one that feels confusing, long, or optional. Step 4. Decide one tiny tweak. Keep it to copy, a single form field change, or one button placement, nothing bigger. Step 5. Publish the change and measure for a short window, either 48 to 72 hours, or the next 50 visitors, whichever comes first. For a baseline, record the current conversion rate for that target action right before you change anything. Simple percentages or counts will do. If the metric moves in the direction you want, keep the change. If nothing changes, revert and try the next highest friction point. The key rules: prioritize by estimated loss, record a baseline, and only test one change at a time.
Here's today's marketing move.
exactly what to do after you finish this episode. Action step. In 10 minutes, map one customer journey and publish one tweak. Use this exact process. 1. Open a blank note and write the target action at the top. For example, book a discovery call. 2. List 3 micro steps beneath it. 3. Identify the step that likely causes the most drop-off. 4. Apply one tiny change. For copy, use this prompt. Book a free 20-minute clarity call to see if we're a fit. Choose a time. 5. Add one simple qualifier question if relevant. Are you actively looking to hire help in the next 90 days? Place the CTA in the hero, the end of blog posts, and the top of the scheduling page. Publish and measure for 48 to 72 hours or 50 visitors. Then check your baseline metric, bookings per visitor. That's the move. It's small, fast, and measurable. You can do it this afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and I hope today's episode gave you one clear idea you can put to work right away. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, keep it simple, keep it clear, and make your next marketing move count. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing.